You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Sarah McLean. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so we are close to wrapping up summer. So the classic children's ministry question, camp or VBS?
VBS for me.
Okay, why?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of spending a night with kids.
Fair.
I'm so tired. Like VBS is tired. Like it's a tired week, but I don't know. The whole like sleeping in cabins with kids is a lot. So I love VBS. I've done it like even before I had my own children and serving in church. So I always just think it's a super fun week. And I love how there's so much gospel just packed into every single day. So, but my kids love camp. So they, in fact, all of mine are going to camp in the summer, and they love it. So.
So fun.
I'm pro camp, just maybe
sleeping. I hear that. I love VBS because I feel like it's a way that the entire church can come together, whether you're serving or participating. And I think that that is a really unique aspect of VBS that most ministries and events don't have. So I think that's really cool. It's also very fun. I think you get better stories from kids camp. I have lots of stories from my years of going to kids camp, but I love both of them. I love both of those events.
Better stories, but worse smell.
Yes.
Every time worse my kids smell, come home worse from sleep. Camp, I know. I make them leave their bag outside and open it up outside to get all the stink out. Uh-huh. Comes in my laundry room because, with boys, like, I don't even know if they're showering or what's going on. And it's just so gross. So,
yeah, with girls, you get the different smell. You get all the like perfumes and like body sprays and stuff. Yeah.
That's true.
Which is not better, just different. Right. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 12, Session 4, which is titled The Queen of Sheba Visited Solomon. And this is coming out of 1 Kings chapter 10. So, Sarah, why don't you give us the big idea for this session?
God gave Solomon great wisdom and made him king over his people. Solomon obeyed God and led the Israelites in building the temple, a place where God would dwell with his people and where they could worship him. While Solomon was wise, he also learned that his own wisdom had limits. God inspired Solomon to write the book of Ecclesiastes to help people know that to truly be wise and live a life of purpose, they must trust in God and obey him. This week, we'll learn how the Queen of Sheba heard about Solomon's fame and came to visit him. For story points, the preschool is people were amazed by Solomon's wisdom. And for kids, people were amazed by the wisdom God gave Solomon.
All right, now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra instruction. So in babies and toddlers, there is an activity called Look at Books on Rocks. And when you first read this, it sounds like you're going to be looking at books while sitting on rocks. But I think what it actually means is you're going to be reading books on the topic of rocks. So the tip is to choose books on rocks wisely. Many books on rocks tend to encourage different beliefs that rocks have power. So just ensure that the books you choose for the toddlers are on rocks and not crystals or gems that promote the healing powers of stones. Encourage toddlers to learn that God is all powerful and he is the only one with the power to heal. And in older preschool, there is an activity called Follow Patterns, and you could extend this activity by allowing preschoolers to use the dot stickers to create their own pattern sequences. And in preschool worship, there is an activity called Smell Spices, and to avoid spice bottles spilling everywhere, put them inside Ziploc bags as they are passed around. Man, yeah, that really goes along with our conversation on smells earlier. You could really have a strong smelling preschool classroom if those spices smell or spill everywhere.
Yeah. Some are good and then some are just like so overpowering.
Yeah. And some you don't want to mix with others. Like, you don't really want cinnamon and cumin to be.
I was just thinking that, Maggie. Those are the two. That was so funny. definitely don't want that. Well, for younger kids, we also have an activity that deals with spices. It's called Extravaganza. And Because this does have a lot of components to it, if you want a lower prep option, you could perform this as a demonstration instead of having all the materials for each group of kids. And then when you're doing this, just be sure not to mix any of the spices, not for the smells, but because the experiment won't work if they are. So just keep that in mind. For kids worship, there's a group activity called clothespin tag, and just be mindful that the kids put the clothespins on parts of their clothing that won't easily rip when the clothespin is pulled. The last thing we want are some angry parents because their kids' clothing got ruined. You might want to show the kids how to gently open the clothespin when taking it off another kid to avoid any wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, that would be bad. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. And I think it's so fascinating that the Queen of Sheba traveled to Jerusalem to test King Solomon with riddles. But honestly, it can feel like that's still a common conversation approach people have today, especially if they believe something different from you. As Christians, it can feel like people are trying to trip us up or ask us a question that we won't have the answer to sometimes. And it's encouraging to see the outcome of the interaction between the queen and King Solomon, as well as the generosity that King Solomon shows her. And I think that this is such a great example to show kids of how we can act in these situations where people might believe differently than us and how we can be grace-filled and generous in those conversations.
Yeah, that's great, Maggie. I love that point. I also think, you know, it's funny that we just don't know much about the Queen of Sheba. Like, the Bible doesn't really give us a lot of information about her. But the one thing that it does tell us is that she recognized God as a source of Solomon's wisdom and blessings. She said, you know, like, may your God be blessed, for he has delighted in you and put you on the throne of Israel because he loves his people. And so even though we don't know a lot about what her belief system is or was or where she was from, we see that she did recognize that God's hand was on Solomon and that he had made Solomon king to lead his people in righteousness and justice. And we can help kids understand that God can also use the wisdom that he gives us to help others see how he is working in our lives. And as we live in ways that show that we are dependent on the Lord, that we're turning to him for wisdom and seeking to use that wisdom for the good of others, God is going to be magnified through that, just like he was in the story that the kids are reading.
That's great. And also a really great nod to our VBS theme this summer of God will be magnified. Yes. That was a good little connection, Sarah.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.